We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And I had this guest on about 10 years ago with GJ Reynolds, and I were co-hosting, interviewing Nate Scott. I'm excited to have Nate back on, author, speaker, entrepreneur, and much, much more. Nate, thanks for stopping by. You know, we're going to talk more about your mission and vision versus your backstory, because if anyone still listened to my 9,000 plus interviews, you can go back and listen to that interview. I might even post it in the Media Giant Facebook group, but tell me completely what your overall mission of why you're out there, you know, promoting and helping other entrepreneurs strive for greatness.
Well, it started as a result of being a teenager in Germany as a former enlisted soldier. When I got the knock on the door saying that we were going to be deployed to serve in Operation Desert Storm. And I'll tell you, Neil, it was in that moment that I really understood the importance of preparation, of instruction, and of guidance. And as I found myself in the desert in the pitch of night, walking the perimeter, I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I will never waste a day of my life. Because it was in that moment that I truly had some fear. And I realized in that moment that we all have the same 1,440 minutes per day. And when you subtract out the time for working, sleeping, commuting, and the time it takes you to do what you have to do each and every day of your life, most people are left with just 1 to 2 hours remaining to do what they really want to do. But then the question is, do they have the money to do it? And so the reason why I do what I do is because in that season, I made a decision that my life was going to be fulfillment of that vow. And so it's evolved into Life is Rich Global, which is my company. And Life is Rich means I live in fullness every day because I realize I am Christ's heir. Now, that's not me beating anybody over the head with any Bible, or it's not anything about religion. What it is about is me saying, I know what a defining moment was for me as a teenager. And so my mission centers around getting the believer to believe. I want you and everyone else to know that you are the asset. That it's a matter of learning how to think versus what to think. And if you will begin by getting alignment before assignment, then you can commit to the process of growth. And as a result of that process, you can fulfill those promises that are already laid out for you by a higher power. And so I'm excited to serve the way that I serve and to be able to close the wealth gap, because Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth, which is my book, is a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program focused on personal growth and entrepreneurship. Every chapter begins with scripture, but then I say, so what? How do you take God's word and apply it on a daily basis? I address the cash flow danger that no one is talking about and think about what's happening in the economy right now. I talk about the fact that 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger.
Yeah.
That 66 out of 100 people age 65 earn less than $30,000 of retirement. That 47% of people say if they had a $400 emergency, they'd have to sell something or borrow money to address it. And 68% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. But it's about how to think versus what to think. And I excel at doing that because that's what I did with taking my soldiers in the battle, knowing if I got killed on the battlefield, the mission would still have to take place. Okay. And so, Neil, I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. And it was a short, you know, segment, but definitely have you back on again. So the point I'm going to ask you really quickly is specifically, what tips should you give entrepreneurs at this point in time? You know, there's a lot of people out there saying, where are my leads? Where's my business? Where's this? Where's that? And they don't have a plan. They're just going places. They're hanging out on social media. You see it all the time. You're like, what are they doing? They have no vision. And then they're posting, or they're making a few calls, or they're asking people, or I call sometimes begging people, hey, can you give me a lead? Can you help me out? Instead of having the confidence that they believe that they are a value to somebody else as an entrepreneur, or their product is a value to somebody else. And they have to be able to show that either through their actions, their team's actions, whatever it is. What do you think is that missing component now? Because everyone looks at the economy. They look at, oh my gosh, a bank failed a couple of days ago. We're in trouble. It's 2008 again, right? Instead of ignoring that and just moving forward and doing,
Neil, my recommendation more so than ever right now is to begin with what I said. You are the asset. You're the value. You're the treasure. You're the thing that has the capacity to continue to grow. And the most important thing for each entrepreneur out there to do today is to make sure you're truly convicted about what you offer. And with that conviction, I want to invite each one of you to maybe take two approaches to growing your business. The first is I want you to focus on developing strategic champion relationships. Strategic champion relationships, which means I want you to invest the time to connect with people and give them the opportunity to truly get to know, like, trust, and respect you. You want to ask those persons of influence that you can get connected to, which you can get connected to anyone. Ask those persons to give you the opportunity just to show them what it is that you're offering and why you're doing it. Do that one-to-one. And from that one-to-one, here's what I want you to do. Have two purposes. The first purpose of your one-to-one is to give the person a complete and accurate overview of what you have to offer, how you solve the problem and who you solve the problem for. The second thing I want you to recognize as your purpose is most important, which is so that they can trust who you are as a person and the credibility that you bring in what you're offering, the sincerity in which you're delivering what you're offering. And then the confidence in the content of that which you are presenting to them and then that you want to present to other people. Because I believe about the speed of trust, that if you can establish the trust in who you are and gain their confidence in what you're offering, then you have the ability to ask them for them to open up the door, to put their name on the line for who you are and what you have to offer, because they can then have the assurance that being connected to you won't take them down. Because truly, Neil, nobody's going to bring you forward if they can't see how it's going to benefit them. Meaning you got people that drop names and drop people they know. Why? Because they think about it elevating their stature. And so that's the first one. The second is take that same approach to getting on stages, digital and physical stages. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here because this is an example of a stage. And so those are two things that I tell you to do after you've made the commitment to actually be convicted about who you are, whose you are, and what it is that you're offering of value.
Absolutely, Nate. It's all about brand. And bottom line, in my journey, my 13 years doing this show, even though I was a former professional wrestler and The Rock wore my knee pads, and I didn't tell you all the backstory of my wrestling career, that I had to reinvent myself and rebrand myself again. And we have to constantly, continually to grow. It's who we associate ourselves with. Surround yourself with the right people. Secondly, after surrounding yourself with the right people, how are you bringing a value that's special? And then how are you going to differentiate yourself from your competition? If you're not able to do those things, forget about it. You're going to go in this bloody ocean of just challenges, as I talked about. A lot of people out there begging, pleading, or sending out information, and then you get on the phone with them and they're talking about, man, the economy's bad. Instead of really focusing, I'm something special, as you said, an asset, and that asset can take care of what needs to take care of. I have a little story for you, and I don't know if you remember. You've spoken to so many people, Nate. I was one of those lost souls 10 years ago talking to you, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was doing my tutoring business. I was all over the place. I wasn't focused. I'm a totally different person now. But ultimately, I had to go through this whole journey and learn to say, oh my gosh, Nate was right. What was I thinking? And then also, wow, I really needed to kind of make those mistakes. But if you can go with someone like Nate right now and figure out that whole process and say, okay, he's really understanding me and he's going to give me the proper steps and measures to become rich, you know what? It is, but it's all about mindset. Let's say you do want to be rich, yet you have that doubt in your brain. You have that doubt, I'm never going to make it. Forget about it. Thinking about, oh, am I going to have the poverty mindset instead of a wealth mindset? And you teach all those things. And reading your book's the first step, right?
Yeah, it's the first step to at least get your feet wet, but I would encourage people to go ahead and schedule that strategy session, because the beautiful thing is they can actually download a free copy of a chapter that I think is just most valuable and to make the direct route to gaining access to me. And I'll do a 30-minute strategy session. And in that strategy session, it's all about discovering truly who the person is, determining if we're in alignment, and then to do an assessment of where they're at right now. And I can promise each and every one of them that if you lend me your ear, I'll give you my heart. if you lend me your ear, I will give you my heart. You'll walk away with value.
And that's what you do is you listen, right? You look at the things. What do you think the mistakes you're taught? You talked about some great steps, and definitely I'm going to look at those and say, am I really practicing them? Because again, if we're not open to learning, we're never going to be successful entrepreneurs. It doesn't matter if we've done decently, you cannot listen. So going back and listening to that part, but what do you think that entrepreneurs are missing right now that you can provide for them?
The most important thing, I think, is someone that truly is looking to equip. I educate, equip, and empower. Equipping means taking who you already are and building on top of it. Many entrepreneurs are going from this thing to that thing, from this event to this event, to this book, to this YouTube.
And making no money. And making no money doing all those things.
That's
spending,
right.
Spending all that money. See, they spend it in towards me. They wouldn't be going from this to this. They'd be focused and have the social media done. And you see, you need multiple coaches. This is the other thing. The more successful I'm going to be, the more coaches I'm going to have. The more I'm going to get into other areas. It's a journey. There's a really good thing I learned is specifically there has to be a checklist as an entrepreneur. You're right. They're doing all these things before they got their first three clients. You don't do that, right, Nate? You can't. You have to hit certain goals before you go to the next goal.
And right? It's called proof of concept. It's about getting it proven, and you can get it proven with no money out. It's simply about going forth. And I talk about it in my book where I simply said about me having people following me after a talk and me simply stopping with my recorder and just asking them, tell me what you want. Tell them what you want. They gave me all this information. I said, so let me ask you, if I give you what you say you want, will you buy it? See, a lot of times people will talk about stuff.
Yeah, but they'll never take action.
Never take action.
So think about it and think about the secret. The secret, first secret said, hey, you know, vision board, think it's going to happen, it will. That's true. And that's the think you talked about. But if you don't take any action by growing, you're not going to grow rich. So there you go. The problem is people don't take action. They say, I'm going to do these things. And you're like, no, you didn't do any of them. And people want, and they want success overnight. It's not success overnight. You've put so much effort into where you are today, right?
That's right. That's right. Miles Monroe says that knowledge is information, understanding is comprehension, but wisdom is applied knowledge. You talk about the big gap is the fact that many people don't actually understand that which they're gathering. And that's one of the reasons why working with someone like me, working with someone like you is so important, is because at least we have an understanding. We may be a few steps ahead. And as a result of that, the person doesn't have to stay stuck trying to figure it out. It's like having a textbook, an algebra book, trying to read it through and trying to figure it out, yet you're missing all the things. Where if you get someone that actually understands the fundamentals, you can actually learn because they can actually explain to those things that way. And it doesn't matter whether or not you're smarter. It just matters whether or not you can use your smartness to move forward.
Yeah.
That's the secret right there.
Okay. And best place people can go to schedule a call. You know, you had an event this week that you've been having a virtual event, but you have a lot of other things going on. Where's the best place to go?
Life is rich with NateScott.com. Life is rich with NateScott.com. And to get a free download of a chapter of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. And as a result of that, you have the opportunity to book a 30-minute strategy session with me.
All right, Nate, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.